You're listening to the hot new Q. QLJNRadio.com. Still the hottest, coolest radio station on the net. With award-winning talk show personalities and DJs. The Q.
To enjoy yourself, we're going to take a short break and we will be right back.
Like me, Timberland, or my nigga Scoop, a.k.a. Fat Man. We guaranteed to make the party people bounce. Fellas say, ho, girl say, ah. Looking at the cornrows up in the club. Girl, don't be bashful, girl, back it up. Throw it, girl, like it's potent, man. Shake that ass as fast as you can. White girl, shake it like you're burning from a suntan. My dog, grip it, grab it like it was a soda can. What you talking about, holding back? Better get on the dance floor, drop it like it was a Cadillac. What you talking about, cutting the slack? Girl, girl, you better bend that back. My girls roll deep in the club. Can't wait to hit the bar and get effed up. For my dogs who got more than 100 bucks. Can't wait to freak one of those big old bucks. Before we start to turn it out, you must learn to crunk out. Before we start to turn it out, you must first begin to
on the club, be gone. We ain't put the album out, niggas got they leak on. I done went up in the club, seen a hoe with a thong. Ain't her good at first, she was singing the song. Shorty rockin' Donna, she was pushing and poppin'. Red bone with a bop, she was stopping and dropping, stopping and dropping. Girl, it's the part of the song where you need be shaking and rocking, shaking and whopping. Yeah, ho, Mag made the song. Y'all niggas still popping and mocking. He knows only you, the white girl. Ain't turbo, rocking the damn curl. Watch Mag ho, I'ma break it down so when you get it right, girl. Go for what you know. Wiggle the beat, stop, drop. Get up, snake, freak, what? Wiggle the beat, stop, drop. Get up, snake, freak, what? Get off the wall, hands off your balls. Yeah, nigga with the brick in your hand trying to ball. You don't want shorty, I don't show you to dance. Go once, go twice, you don't lost your chance. Now stop for big pun, stop for big pun. With a cape on his back, pulled up with some gin, hopped out the Cadillac. Mag is chillin', Tim is chillin'. When I get up in this club, I'm making a whole killin'. Got no gang, but I got big cash. Mess around, I be leaving this club with Stacey Dash. Ain't cute enough, but my Jimmy got a chick in his shimmy. I'm in the club pullin' hoes with Jimmy.
All my shadow people, pick it where you at. All my Broadway people, pick it where you at. With my fellas in the bag with the carny at. With my girls who think they got it like that. All my independent women, pick it where you at. All my get money dog, pick it where you at. With my girls with the thongs, they shaking the fat. If you love to sing along, nigga, holler back.
If you got the fattest ass on the block, now drop. Let a nigga see the coochie pop, now drop. Do the snake, do the freak, do the wop, now drop. Yo, don't stop, don't stop. Real high, now stop, stop, now drop. Waistline, 5, 6, 7, now drop. One time, all in together, now drop. Yo, don't stop, don't stop. Show me what you working with. Show me what you working with. Show me what you working with. Show me what you working with.
Conversations with a controversial counselor on KLJN 107.7. You just can't make this stuff up.
Well, good evening. I'm your girl, Lady Jazz, and we are listening to QLJNRadio.com, and you're listening to Cocktail Conversations and the host of Cocktail Conversations. Now, listen. We are gathered here today to bid farewell to the longest-running program on this network, Cocktail Conversations, which was originally based upon the book that was written by this author slash talk show host, David Glover. Now, we are waiting for David Glover to come in here. If you would like to join this show live and kind of give a shout out to David Glover, because this is going to be his last episode on this network. The number to call is 914-205-5481. The number again is 914-205-5481. We've got some people that are going to call in and give a special shout out. And if that's you, go ahead and press 1. If you press 1, it will alert the producers that you would like to join this conversation live. Now, as you heard at the top of the show, DJ Philip, our associate producer, talked about the book Cocktail Conversations being one of the most relevant books since the Bible. Now, that was the description of his first book. That was the beginning of a whirlwind for Cocktail Conversations. That statement alone, Cocktail Conversations is one of the most relevant books since the Bible, was a controversial statement in itself. This book, the original book, contained 77 different scenarios that David had brought onto this network to share with you, the listeners, and to open up and invite this platform for you to contribute to these scenarios according to your own perspective. The number again is 914-205-5481. Press 1 if you would like to go live on the air. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Up out of there. Up out of there.
Ain't nothing but against the party.
They like that.
Party.
Let me hit that.
Ain't nothing but against the party.
Bomber suckers with precision. My intent is to get with you with ass and double OP. Dog, my closest homies, it's so cold we dispose our foes.
Showing up, it feels good cause they got me on the run. Now I'm back in the courtroom waiting on the outcome. Free Tupac, it seems it's all that's on my mind. Cause at the same time, it seems they trying to take mine. So I'm gonna get smart and get defensive with this and put together a million march with the boys.
So now they got a slate, two multi-millionaire young brothers.
catch a case. Busters get ready for the throwdown. The hits about to go down. Me and Snoop about to clash. I'm losing my religion. I'm vicious on these two pigeons. You might be deep in this game, but you got the rules missing. Suckers be acting like they savage. I'm about to get the cabbage. I got nothing but love for my homies living left.
I got a pit named T. She niggerina. I got a house out in the hills right next to Chino. And I think I got a black demon, but my dream is to own a fly casino like Bugsy Siegel and do it all illegal and get scooped up by the little homie in the Riga. It feels good to you, baby bubba. You see, this is for the G's and the keys, young hustler.
Now follow as we ride. You can check the rest. Two of the best from the west side, and I can make you famous. Brothers been dying for years, so how can they blame us? I live in fear of a felony. I never stop felony. North Coast G. Another one, two of America's most wanted.
Brothers and sisters, brothers and sisters, can everybody hear me? Brothers and sisters, everybody, please, let's take a stand as we eulogize the show for Mr. David Glover, the controversial counselor. In 2013, David Glover, a counselor of 22 years, began posting scenarios on Facebook of real-life experiences shared with him by clients, colleagues, and friends. His provocative posts quickly garnered many responses, and within a few months, his online popularity grew rapidly. Inspired by the response of his posts, he wrote his debut book, Cocktail Conversations, about a controversial counselor. Shortly after his book release, an online station, WKLJN 107.7, invited Glover to host a show based on his book. His show Cocktail and Conversations quickly became one of the top shows on their network. Both Glover's book and show share relatable scenarios ranging from love and relationships to education and work and more. Glover includes feedback from respondents and ends with his own thoughts on the various scenarios. David Glover has had a very successful record of positively influencing both his clients and students in his 22 years in the education and counseling fields. In the tradition of the straight talking counselor, Glover gives his clients and students what they need rather than what they want to hear. He's a native of Niagara Falls, New York, and he currently resides in Baltimore, Maryland. Brothers and sisters, today we eulogize a show that has won awards. We eulogize a show for a man that has took the counseling field and put a twist and a spin to it. We eulogize a show, excuse my speech, for a man that needs no further introduction. So without any further ado, we present to you Cocktail Conversation. Thank you, brother.
Appreciate the...
Yes, that was awesome, Carlos. Thank you. Come on in, David.
Thank you, thank you. I appreciate the eulogy. Wow. I don't know, to be laughing or smiling or feel kind of sad, like, damn, am I dying or something? But I'm all the way live. I apologize for the mishap. You know, I had to get sharp. Went to the cleaners, got my tux for this show, and they gave me some shit that was too small. So rushed over, and I'm here. And I just had to come on. I just got on a white tee and some jeans.
That works. That's better than a tux anyway. I wanna say, David Glover, you know, this is a happy moment, but a sad moment for me, you know. And I've been struggling with this all week, and I'm struggling even now as my eyes are welling up. But I wanna what I want to say is, first of all, thank you, Carlos. Thank you so much to your brother who shared your bio with us. That was right on. That was so cool. You have had family support from the very beginning, from the time I met you. You've had, you know, your family right there with your back. I mean, from your brothers to your mama. You know what I mean? Everybody backing you up. But not only them. You know, I'm looking through your book here, and I've produced your show, and you've had a couple of producers, but from the very beginning, your show just hit the ground hot, on fire. November 10th, 2014, when your book dropped, your radio show dropped, and it was just on fire. We saw listeners from everywhere, and each week, you brought a new and fresh situationship, a scenario, whatever. But what was really cool is that you opened up this platform for people to have different opinions and different perspectives. And, you know, we've met throughout these last 4 years, David. We have met some listeners to call in, and, you know, they were very, very adamant about their opinions. But that's what you wanted. That's the audience that you wanted. You wanted those people that were coming from different areas, different backgrounds of life, different religious backgrounds. You know, you even covered some things on scripture. Remember the topic that you did? Unequally yoked.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, you did
these types of shows, and then in 2016, you kind of showed a different area, a different side of yourself when you chose to battle the topic of lupus. And when you did a show in 2017 about Baby Sean, you opened up an area that showed people that you were more than just scenarios and situationships. You were involved in people's lives and wanted to touch and share information about what people were really going through. David, I want to just tell you this. It has been such a pleasure. I'm getting all emotional, and I'm gonna break here in a minute, but it really has been such a pleasure meeting you, knowing you, working with you, thank you for everything that you have contributed to KLJN, now the QLJN. Thank you so much for coming and sharing in our big moment when we won those awards a couple years ago. It just means so much. And right now, it's a bittersweet moment because it's sad to say goodbye, but I'm so proud of you. I am so extremely proud of watching you go from, hey, my book is about to drop, you know, to now here you are doing bigger and next level stuff. And we talked about next level, and this is your next level. And I'm so proud to have been a part of your beginning here. I'll always be here for you. We will always support you and push you in everything that you do, because, man, you're awesome. You are the bomb diggity, and I love you, and we'll always, always appreciate you here at the QLJN. And thank you so much, David.
Thank you, Lady Jazz. Yeah, love you, too. And I just have to say, you know, I don't want to get emotional either, but it is bittersweet because it's been a part of me for the last 4 years. It's been like clockwork. And anybody know me, I stay up late. I post my scenarios, my talking points. And I was very involved. And I have to say, for Lady Jazz, in this day and age, it's kind of hard. You know, I done did shows, we talked about self-hatred and people not looking out and us as blacks not being there for each other. And, you know, I just went in, went there, strolling through. I think I seen the group Loving Relationships. I clicked on her information. I seen what she was talking about. I was like, man, this is right down my alley. I inboxed her. And we know how y'all women are. He was all up in my inbox, but I was all up in her inbox. All up in it. I wanted to know, like, listen, we got a lot of commonalities. I got a book that's about to drop. You know, can we talk? She listened to me, got right back to me. We talked for a while. And then next thing you know, I came on one of her shows, maybe another show, and then she offered me my show, Cocktail Conversations. At first, I'm like, wait a minute, slow down. I ain't want all this. I just want, like, to get on, like, a little interview or something. She was like, what about you having your own show? I'm like, I'm too quiet for that. And she helped me grow. And I want to thank you for that, because I probably would have never in a million years thought I would do this. And what's so funny, I always think about the situation at the barbershop. My barber, I told him I had a show, and, you know, he cut my hair. He stopped in the middle of going down or shaving me bald and said, hold on, wait a minute. What? Excuse my language. What the fuck you just say? You got a talk show. Dude, you don't even talk. How is this possible? He said, no, you talk about sports and stuff like that, but we have to pull stuff out of you. You're just like a chill guy. He's like, man, you got a card or something? He couldn't believe it. So I definitely couldn't believe that I pulled this off. And, man, I'll never forget this. And this ain't the end. This is just a moment to go back to the drawing boards, build my capacity, and then, you know, work on another project, come out to Sacramento, do some things, and, just keep pushing, because we in this together. This is a bondship. This is lifehood.
That's right.
That's how I look at it.
I'm glad you feel that way, David, because I feel the exact same way. You know, we will continue to work together on some projects or events or something. I mean, you over there on the East Coast, we over here on the West Coast, there's nothing stopping us but air and opportunity. So, but as far as your radio show here on QLJN, I just want to let you know that, man, you made a big difference. Your show made a big difference. You brought a lot of listeners to this network, so we really appreciate that. And I want to say thank you to the listeners, those of you who are listening at QLJNradio.com. Thank you for your dedication, loyalty, for your, you know, just for loving us at QLJNradio.com. Now, listen, if you want to call in, David is here. This is his last time on the air on this network. 914-205-5481. Don't go anywhere, because we're going to continue to talk to David. We're going to talk about his plans for the future. future and if he has any advice for anybody that's coming in at this level where he's leaving. So don't go anywhere. The number again is 914-205-5481. Be sure to press 1 to go live. When we come back, we'll take some more calls. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. All right, and we are black. And in case you couldn't tell, because we're kind of slow, we're coming back. So that just means we're black. That's all. Well, listen, we got some callers. That's what we were doing. Busy catching these callers that are coming in because today is a very exciting celebratory episode of Cocktail Conversations. It is the final episode of Cocktail Conversations here on QLJNRadio.com. We're going to talk to the host and find out what his future plans are. And each week, one thing about the host, David Glover, each week he has shared with us his progress and his grind. And he's always said, hey, I got this going on. I'm doing movies and plays and I'm, you know, all kind of stuff. Each week he was very transparent and always open about what's going on in his hustle. So we're going to talk a little bit more with David Glover. The number to call if you want to call in is 914-205-5481. Be sure to press 1 before we go any further. I knew it. I saw you coming up in here. This is one of the producers of Cocktail Conversations. Come on in here, DJ Flip. Okay, so maybe not DJ Flip. How about Dr. Charles Dean? Are you in here, Dr. Charles Dean? Where are the callers? Okay, I see them. Area code 240, are you live on the air? Are you there?
Can you hear me, Twin?
Yes. Oh, you needed a drink to get started. That's what it was. You needed a little cocktail to get started. Yeah, go on.
Can you hear me?
Something. Yes, we can hear you loud and clear now.
Oh, David Glover.
What's going on, Dr. Dean?
Hey, man, it's all about you, man. Listen, it's been an honor, man, to meet you, to be with you. We have to get together. You and I are in the same city, the same town. And I have just been watching you blow up. I've been watching you blow up over the last couple of years, man. I am so honored. I've watched you grow, your book, your T-shirt, your teaching, your word, everything that you're pushing. It's an honor, man, just to see what you're doing. And when I got in to QOJM, you know, just kind of mimicking after what you were doing, I wanted to have that show. And I had the opportunity to even produce, you know, a couple of your shows when the other producers were out or things like that. And yeah, I love your format and everything, man. I'm wishing you much love. Yo, I even closing out my show tonight, man, I gave you the greatest accolades I could give, man. Because I was honored, man. Let me tell you something. QOJN, to be where we are, for you to be the longest one on this network, you've done some things to carry us, for us to be, you know, award-winning network personalities and everything else over three or four years. Yeah, David Glover had a lot to do with that.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly. This is the David Glover Network. This is much as QLJM because he's been here. You know, he's been here from the beginning. And it's so cool. And you know what, Dr. Dean, thank you so much for calling in. That's what's up. I appreciate that. I'm going to miss him. I'm definitely going to miss David Glover. It's not even, I don't even know what we're going to do. I mean, I know that we got some new shows coming on the network. Also, we've got some new programs that are starting. But, man, David, it just ain't going to be, you know, it's like, what we going to, it's like peanut butter and no jelly.
Y'all know if y'all hit me up and say, come on my show, stir the pot, I grab that apron out the closet and mix it up in a minute. It's nothing.
David, I'm going to tell you, David has pulled out costumes and props to do pro or some of you may remember some of the videos that he used to do. He would put, the one that just caught me was the blow-up doll. You said it wasn't a blow-up doll. I don't know what that thing was. But you did something with a blow-up doll. You did another promo video where you went to the courthouse. You remember that show? Where you promoted, you went
yeah,
to the
Black
courthouse.
Plague. Yeah, I was standing
the
in front
Black
of the courthouse.
Plague. Yes, that was so smart. No other host on this network was going on location like you were doing to do your videos. You know what I mean? It's easy to sit in front of your computer camera and go, hi, you know, I'm Lady Jazz, watch my show tonight. But you were actually going out there. You were going extra with props and costumes and, you know, extras. And you had the whole thing going on. What an innovative, creative brother you are. David, you really are, and I've said that from the very beginning, and just watching you grow has inspired me. Many times I wanted to just shut this thing down, especially last year when it was really tough for me, but you and your persistence, you know, you were just so persistent. Your grind is just on time, and it kept me accountable. It kept me wanting to do this, what I'm doing, and I still want to continue to do it. I mean, this will always be home base for you. If you want to come back and holler at some folks, that's more. You're more than welcome to do that. We do have another caller, David Glover. Don't go anywhere. One of your favorite callers, Herbert, is on the line. Come on in, Herbert.
Big bad wolf. Man, listen, I remember the first show, boy, and the subsequent shows, but two of my favorite, well, probably my most favorite shows when I actually got to sit in on your 1 year anniversary. It really don't seem like that much time has passed, but I got a couple other shows that were my favorite shows. The one with the bike episode, and then the one with the female calling in, who was mad, and everybody thought that was staged. So those shows have been stick out in my mind. But I got a beef and a serious bone to pick with your listeners out there. And having been in a situation where you were hosting shows on this network, and thank you, Lady J, for extending me that privilege, I got a bone to pick with those people. There's a lot of people that claim that black men are not out here being leaders. And when a black man actually steps up and puts himself on the forefront, he receives very little support. Now, I know David is not going to say this, so I'm going to say it for him. For you people that continually listen and have never called in, you are the primary reason why more black men don't take on the entrepreneurial spirit. It's because we receive no support, yet all the criticism for everything that ails the black community. It's shameful and it's downright disgusting. But wherever you go, David, I'm going to be there. And it's because of you that I'm putting together some things in the near future so I can put out a version of my own book just like you did. So I'm going to give that kudos to you.
And I appreciate it. And whatever you need, man, I'm there, because you've been true and blue through the whole time. I mean, sometimes you couldn't, sometimes you would come in and had to run to work, or sometimes you might have had training going on, but you was always loyal and been there, and, you know, that's hard to come by these days, and I definitely appreciate that.
I need to make a
call. And I always tell people, no matter where this goes,
let's do one call,
I said, the big bad wolf, he's going to have a spot. He's on the team. He's on the team. But also, I want to go back and acknowledge comments from Dr. Dean. And I want to thank you, brother, because you was kind of that mellow type guy, you know, kicking the romance and all this stuff. So a lot of times I would sit back and see what you was doing and piggyback and say, man, how could I ruffle people's feathers on what he's doing? And don't get me wrong, what you're saying is a beautiful thing and the message you are giving, but I just, you know, I'm just sitting back and seeing what's going on in this world. So I kind of, you know, I want to make people uncomfortable and think outside the box and understand that your way is not always the right way. You have to listen and see how other people are doing it, and maybe you could take from them, pull from them, and maybe something that you do can gel that together, and you might, you know, get a winning program. So I'm all about trying to shake things up. But Dr. Charles, keep doing what you're doing. staying consistent, embracing love. That's what it's all about at the end of the day. But I always felt like with Cocktail Conversations that we have to handle these little things in-house before we can go out and embrace that love. And a lot of times our main issues is right in the household that we can't seem to bridge the gap in. All right, I'm getting off my soapbox now. Somebody else can speak.
You know, I ding dong, ding dong, up in here, boy.
What's up, Dave?
Why you on your soapbox? Philly Phil? Who's that, DJ Phil?
Yo, man. You know, I couldn't resist. I had to come in here.
I had
to come in here.
As
a person that comments on your show day in and day out, every week, when I first found out it was a Cocktail Conversation, I was there, I was on it, I was giving my feedback. It just always stayed that way. Then I got in touch with Lady Jazz and the KLJN, which is not the hot new Q.
Mm-hmm.
And we still been rolling, man.
No doubt.
Hey, keep it coming, man. Keep it coming. Go inside your brain and figure something else out. And some more Cocktail Conversations for us, all right?
Man, they still there, man. It's a lot.
I know, man. Hey, I'm gonna go ahead and back to work, all right? But you go ahead and do your thing, all right?
And I appreciate you, Phil, man.
Love to you, B.
Yeah. What I can say about Phil, he's been consistent. And Phil, it's true brotherhood with him, too, because he probably knows, like, all right, let me come in and give him a change of pace. You know, he's kind of right on cue with my thoughts. He'll just change it up a little bit. You know, sometimes Phil will take on the nice guy role, and I'm like, okay, now it's time for me to wake my ass up because I'm about to get on him because he playing soft now. Yeah, but then he knew how to switch it back up. So Phil is very well-rounded, just a great guy. And I never met him in person, but I know I'm coming down to Sacramento. We going to really shoot, throw back those Stellas. Yeah,
man,
we going to get it in,
okay.
And we going to kick it.
That's
a given.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Now, David, you, with the last 4 years, you know, your show has gone through a couple of your show has maintained its your content has kind of stayed the same. But like I said earlier, you veered off a little bit and to show people that, hey, I know a little bit more than situationships. I know about people who are suffering and people who, you know, you did that. But
mm-hmm.
We went through some producers. We've had some listeners that made us laugh, that just had us almost peeing on ourselves. There's one listener that comes in mind. You might know him from one of your episodes. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to bring the caller on. I'm just going to bring him on and let him say what he needs to say. Caller, you are live on the air. Come on in.
Hey.
Hey.
What's going on?
Who is this? Go ahead and say your name, sir.
This is Jesse. How you doing, Dave?
Dude, where you been, man? Where you been, man? I was thinking, like, man, where the hell has this guy been?
I had a little throat operation, but I'm back, Tom. I heard that your show was leaving, and I said I have to get on, regardless of how much it's going to hurt.
Oh my God. Yeah, your voice, your throat. What do you, it sounds worse than you did before. You okay?
That's all. Don't go there.
You doing what? Okay, I don't want you to strain. If it's gonna be painful, we don't want you to strain. But it's awesome. I'm sure David appreciates you calling in, right?
Hey, controversial guy.
I emailed
your picture. Did you see it?
Yeah, I got it. Actually, I posted it, man. Jesse, this is what I can say, Jesse, without you straining your voice. You came in blazing, like maybe the second show. And you brought everything that I wanted on my show. I wanted heat. I wanted fire. And you definitely was the one. It was times, though, you'd be hiding in your bathroom, like, I didn't want to wake my wife up, or whatever the case is. But, man, you did justice. Thank you, man.
Oh,
thank you.
Man. We'll never forget Jesse. Yeah. Jesse was awesome. I remember Jesse commented on one of the shows we had done, and he had commented on a caller that said that he had a bicycle. Remember the caller who said he had a bicycle?
Yeah.
But I think it was Herbert. Herbert was going back and forth. I will never forget that episode. I want to say thank you so much. Now, listen, Jesse, just hang out for a second. We do have another caller. This is somebody who goes way back with you, David. David Glover, I want to bring in this caller from St. Louis, Missouri. You are live on the air. Come on in.
Hey, everybody. It's Boogie.
Boogie down. What's good?
How are you, David? I'm so proud of you. You are, man, you have definitely given us so much to talk about, to get upset about, to think about, make us give our opinions and see things from different perspectives. You have been definitely inspiring and consistent in your cool, calm, and collected way. I've had the pleasure of actually meeting you in person. You are the same wonderful guy in person that you are on Cocktail Conversations, and I could not be happier for you. I'm proud of you. I know you're going to do and achieve everything, every goal, and every aspiration, because your drive and your work ethic is unmatchable. So I'm certainly thrilled for you. And you know, I'm sad that you're going, but I couldn't be happier that you are spreading your wings and doing the things that you've always dreamed of. So yeah.
Thank you, Boogie. I always appreciate it. You coming in, your feedback, and you know, you tough cookie, whatever you would you know, you come off, you know, people like, oh, she got the nice little voice going on, but she's nothing to play with. When it was something that she wanted to get across, she made sure she got that point across. But I definitely enjoyed meeting you as well. A lot of good laughter. And, you know, people don't know that I love to make people laugh. I'm not no comedian or anything, but I just think laughing is a therapeutic, and everybody, it's nothing better than a good laugh. And I know Boogie appreciates that. She's a hard worker, determined, and kind of she knows what she wants. She knows her worth, and she knows her value. And you know, and it's,
of course,
I'm just glad that I was able to get to know you, and you being a part of Cocktail Conversations has been amazing.
Oh,
thank you. Strong J.
So Strong J, girl. Strong J. Strut, girl, strut.
Oh,
hey,
Dave.
Hey, we wanna take a little break, right? We still got these phone calls phone lines are blowing up.
Hey, tell them to come on in. I love this.
Hey.
It's all love. Let's take a break. Let me go get me a little cocktail or something.
Yeah, I'm telling you, 914-205-5481. Don't forget to press 1 to come on in here live, and we'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have someone very special here this evening. Who's going to perform for us?
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx.
I got money. You got plenty to show. And that's funny, 'cause I've seen him before. You wanna hold my hand, you wanna hold my dough. You got love for sale, I don't need it. 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 I don't need it.
Oh, yeah.
got options. Any money and more, had a minute. That was a long time ago. You wanna spend my time, you wanna spend my dough. You got love for sale, I don't need it. I don't need it.
Radio station on the net with award-winning talk show personalities and DJs. A Q.
Yes, QLJNRadio.com, and we are saying farewell to the longest-running program here on this network, and that is none other than Cocktail Conversations, which has been hosted for the last 4 years by David Glover, the controversial counselor. We have enjoyed all, you know, 77 scenarios. I think we went through all of them. Did we go through all 77 in the first book?
Most of them, and then I started, then based on some of the feedback that I would get throughout the weekly posting, that led to a whole nother show. So that's why I say it's never ending.
It never ends, and I like the slogan that you came up with in the very beginning. You just can't make this stuff up. And I you know, I don't know if you remember, but I used to go, David, where are you getting this stuff from?
Yeah, I remember.
It's real life situations, and I, you know, there's so many of the shows, for too many for me to name. But there's a couple of them that I did have as my favorites, as my favorite homie, lover, friend. Some of your very first ones that you did, Do You Do Dutch, and those types of shows will always, always be in my memory. And speaking of memory, we want to go back, and I wanted to go back. I wanted to go back, David. We got a very special caller that wanted to call in and say something to you tonight. Area code 9. She's ringing doorbells now. 931 area code. You're live on the air. Come on in.
Hello, David. This is Joan.
Hey, what's going on, Joan? Where you been? Definitely. I know where you was at. You probably was locked up somewhere because you was ready to slice and dice somebody.
I have a job and I have to go to bed at night. You come on late. So I have to get beauty rest. So check yourself.
See, she never stopped. Never stop. How you doing?
I did want to let you know that I am very proud of you. And
thank
I wish
you,
nothing
you.
But the best for you from here on.
Thank
so
you.
So keep yeah. doing what you're doing, and I know you'll do great things.
I appreciate that. I appreciate it. Nothing
have nothing
but love.
So, David, why don't you tell us, I mean, you know, you got everybody here that's just been so supportive of your show from the very beginning. Tell us what it is you're moving on to do.
Well, this, actually, I was a guest on this radio show, WMSK, online radio here in Baltimore, and it was just the opportunity to, you know, it's still online, but it's a part of, you know, that they are in the studio, they're out doing things in the community and things like that, and it's more, you know, closely connected, so I would gain more exposure,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I was kind of you know, looking for. So when the opportunity presented itself, I said, hey, let me jump on that, because one of the things that I really haven't scratched the surface with is here in Baltimore, where
mm-hmm.
I've been living for the last 14 years. You know, a lot of stuff happens, Buffalo, Niagara Falls, and then, you know, the internet is all over the place. But I'm in this city, I ain't going to say for good, but I've been here for a while, so it's time to bring my brand to this city. I want to be able to walk into the grocery store and they say, man, ain't that C2? Ain't that the controversial counselor? That's what I want.
Is that the controversial counselor? See if he want to buy some food stamps.
Exactly. Like, ain't that that relationship guy who be talking all that shit? Well, I'm going to go here and roast his ass in line
right.
at Walmart.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you something. Cocktail Conversations has introduced us to some phrases and terms that some of us have never heard of. For instance, cupping season. I ain't never heard of cupping season until you brought it. Until you brought what cupping season is. And now when I see cupping season, I know what it is. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I should know what it is because we talked
yeah.
about it enough. It's cupping season again, ladies.
Yeah, you already know. It's about, and sadly to say, it's about the end. It's May. People about to, they about to skedaddle. These men about to get ghosts on you.
Ooh, I hope you, it was good. I hope it was worth it. Another show you did was, you know, the Living with Lupus that you did back in 2015 kind of threw me for a loop because it was a different, you know what I mean? You remember when you kind of changed up a little bit? You kind of changed the station just a little bit, changed up a little bit with the Living with Lupus. That was a touching story,
yeah.
a very touching story. And then whatever happened to Baby Sean, another one. And then I think you did one where your brother, Dietrich, interviewed you on your accomplishments and all of your achievements, which was like an awesome, awesome episode. David, I just want you to know, I don't take it lightly everything that you've contributed to your show, to your brand, to promoting QLJN and your show on this network. I don't take it lightly. I see it, and I love you for that. I appreciate that. And like I said, and I mean this, and I say it on the air, if there's anything that we can do for you in return, and we'll be in contact, just let us know. We're going to have you back on the show again. We do have another caller. Don't go anywhere. Joan, thank you so much. We have another caller before we take a break. Area code 443. You are live on the air. Come on in.
Hi. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. How you doing, Controversial Counselor? This is Michelle.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, Michelle?
How you doing?
All right.
I'm good, and you?
I'm great.
I just thought I had to call in today since I ran into you the other day, and I wanted to congratulate you. I missed the first part. I don't know where you're going, what you're doing, but I know it's something big, so I wish you well in whatever you're doing.
Thank you, Michelle. And I appreciate you chiming in on previous shows. You always brought that fire, too, and had your sound perspective, and people like that, it's immeasurable that people have their sound perspective and willing to die over what they believe in. And hey, I appreciate it. I thank you for taking the time. I know you got a busy schedule for even thinking of me. So, hey, I'll be around. You'll see me. Ain't nothing changed. I ain't going nowhere. I'll be around.
Okay. I just wanted to call in, you know, because I heard your somebody on the air earlier said those people that's not calling in is disgusting. I forgot his name.
I ain't gonna stir no pot on this show because I had to call the police on y'all too.
I'm still waiting for the guy to buy me the plane ticket too. What's his name again?
Ooh, you want to call her out, Herbie Herb, the big bad wolf? Let me instigate whatever. She's still waiting on that ticket, Herb. If you're still around.
I don't hear nothing. He heard me say
yeah.
something, he's gone.
No. The wolf don't run from nobody. Come on now, you got to
ticket.
Know better than that.
Where's my plane ticket? You said you could do anything. You could fly me
No, dear. See this is where you have to practice what we call listening. I said I would pay.
He said he would pay on his dime. I remember that.
On my dime for you to come out here. You rejected that. Flat out.
I need a ticket first.
Well, what you need and what you were going to get are two different things. What you needed to do was listen and accept the offer.
You said you would pay.
But you rejected that notion. And then you tried to counter. See, when somebody offers you something, you either accept it or you don't. You don't counter. See, that wasn't a negotiation.
David, you don't want to buy a ticket. Now you want to give me a lecture. I don't want a lecture. You buying a ticket or not? If not, get off the line.
People, this is what it's always been about. This memories. Great time.
She thinks she's in a position to dictate because she got a pussy. Newsflash there.
Wait.
That's what you're trying to do. I'm not that dude.
I think you may have to give him my number so I could check him off the air.
Now y'all know 5-0 is riding around. All I gotta do is hit that button.
David, I'm gonna let you keep it moving so that you can get your congratulations from other people on the air that's waiting to get in. He getting a little beside himself tonight, so I'm gonna let him have that because you know he using words and languages and you know.
Don't call for the wolf if you don't want the wolf.
Whatever.
God.
You are too much.
Michelle, you brought fire in here this evening. I want to say thank you so much. And you know what? Thank you for being such a loyal supporter, regardless of whether you get a plane ticket to somewhere or not, girl. You have you stuck through it. So I want to say thank you so much to the very end. We really do appreciate you calling. I do have another caller that I want to grab in area code 513. You are live on the air right now. Come on in.
What's going on, peoples?
What's going on?
Long time no talk to. Lazarus has returned from the dead. What's up, David? This is Bundy.
What's going on, big bro? Hey, man, everybody coming out the woodwork. What's going on, man, with you?
Nice, man. I heard you was moving on and my girl Jazz reached out to me, told me to give a shout out to you, Colleen. I said, I got to talk to my boy since he's moving on to bigger and better.
Yeah, we know, we not always go say bigger and better because some things that's connected with your heart, it can't get no bigger than that. So, KLJN, Cocktail Conversations, that's it. That's the start. This is what turned me, one of the things that turned me into the controversial counselor from the regular school counselor. So it was the thing that helped build my brand, and I can never, I'm lost for words as far as that. So I don't know if it gets bigger than that.
Well, you know, I mean, on the other tip, it's like your territory is being enlarged to reach more people.
Yeah.
You know, the platform that you started out on, I don't consider it controversial. I think you're one of the wisest brothers that I've ever run into. And I say that from the bottom of my heart, because ain't too many people that can impress me with their conversation. But you're one of the brothers that I really listen to and enjoy listening to over the years.
And I thank you for that. And, you know, it was always, you always brought a good perspective. You was real, shared. You was transparent, shared your situations. And, you know, when you have good people like that, that's what make the world go around and make it a better place. And I want to thank you for all the stories and the situations you shared to enlighten Cocktail Conversations, man. I appreciate you, bro.
I appreciate you, too. God bless you, man.
Thank you. Same to you.
That's so wonderful. Y'all going to, you know what? And Brummy, too. Brummy going to cry when he get in the car. Watch. He going to cry when he gets in the car.
Big Brum.
You know what, Jazz? You know, we go back like 2 cents on Cadillac, but I ain't about to cry.
Well, listen, I'm glad you called in, Brummy. Yeah, you took us way, way back. Wow. David, you're going to be missed, your show, and, you know, your platform is definitely going to be missed. I just want to say really quickly, Boogie and Herbert, Michelle, Jones, Grubby, Jesse, you know, those who have called in and those I haven't been named off. There's some other callers that are waiting to come in. I just want to say thank you so much for the years of support of Cocktail Conversations on QLJN. We are an award-winning radio station, and we have won awards because we've carried programs just like Cocktail Conversations. So, again, we owe that to you, David, for everything that you've given to this. We want to take a short break, and I want to dedicate this song to you. This is Farewell by Rihanna. We'll be right back.
All right.
Going, I wanna go wherever you're headed. Can you let me know? Don't mind catching up, I'm on my way. Just can't take the thought of you miles away.
Cocktail Conversations with a controversial counselor on KLJN 107.7. You just can't make this stuff up.
That was the slogan. And the one thing that, David, one thing I heard you say, or I read, DJ Flip had read it at the top of the show, was Cocktail Conversations is one of the most relevant books since the Bible. Now, that was what started the controversial, as far as I'm concerned, that's what started the controversy. Like, what? How can you say that your book is the most relevant book? You remember that, David? You remember, boy.
Yeah, I remember
you
that.
Got some, you got some Bible thumpers on the edge of their pews on that one.
And you know what? It made me think, like, do they really understand the Bible, or is they just going through it just to be going through the motions? Because we know, and I'm sure, because I don't call nobody king, Dietrich, I'm sure he'll come in and give his bid. But we talk about these things, whatever, and I talk with other people about, because I'm not one that would, you know, would read the Bible and all that stuff, but I've interacted with people who do. And every situation in there was drama-filled, chaos, and all that stuff. So all I said was, in my book, it's going to be, you know, pretty much modern-day stuff, but it's still, it's relevant. You'll be hard-pressed to find a situation that you could say, I don't know anything about that, or I never heard of that situation before. And granted, when I first started, and I came out as the controversial counselor, I got kicked out of many groups because of this approach. I was like, damn, another one down. But what was funny about the whole thing is I got kicked out of groups, but then individually people were requesting
me as
friends. And I'm like, oh, wait up. You and I were the one going back and forth. Now I just was wondering what was going on with you because I had their attention. So that's what that statement meant. People just took it and just ran with it. It was just saying, like, all of this stuff is relevant information, and you can't make it up. You can't make this stuff up.
And so, you know what, people, we like drama. We like conflict. We like confrontation. Listen, there's a reason why Jerry Springer and Maury Povich has been on the air for so long, year after year, decade after decade, because there's a listening audience. They like drama. And, you know, we even called you our very own Jerome Springer, you know, because, oh, my goodness, we had folks with feelings hurt. Oh, my, with their feelings hurt. But one thing that your show has taught us, David, and I can appreciate this, is that our experiences, we speak on what our own experiences are. Is that right?
Yes.
So because you say, hey, you know, the sky is blue, and I can go, nah, that's kind of a teal color. You know, it don't necessarily mean I'm wrong, but that's what color it looks to me from where I'm standing. We could both be looking out in this inside of the same house. You could be at the front window, I could be at the back window, and we see things. We're looking at the same outdoors, but we're seeing it from two different perspectives. That's one thing that your show has taught us, that nobody's really wrong. We're just commenting and stating a fact based on our own experiences. I want to also say this too to you, David. Your mother, your brothers, your family has been a support from the very beginning, which has been a wonderful, wonderful, positive example to set. I mean, from the very beginning, they've been here. Your brother Carlos opened up with your bio, and we do, and you're right. We do have King Dietrich here. I know you don't call him King, but that's King Dietrich. Got him here. But King, I'm gonna have you to wait just a couple minutes because I gotta let this caller in, Miss Grace Glover. You are live on the air. Come on in.
Hi, David.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, you already know how proud of you that I am. But, you know, the funny thing is when you said about how your barber told you about you too quiet or whatever, it brings back memories. Remember when you was in maybe like second or third grade? And I went in for a parent and teacher conference, and the teacher was like, well, you do not participate in class because if something was wrong with you. And I told her, I said, well, you got to really just make him participate. I said, because he's quiet. He's, well, I was the same way. I said, you just got to make him talk. I said, because I'm sure he knows the answer. I said, but he's not going to say anything unless you just, you know, call him out. So by the time I went to the next teacher and parents conference, she said, wow, Ms. Glover, you were right. She said, one day she walked into the classroom. She said, and he stood up and he was like, good morning, Mrs. Kravis. And she said, she was like, did that come from David? He said, she was so shocked, but I guess after she had been calling on him, it gave him a you know, courage to, I guess, say something. So I think that's what you did, Lady Jazz. You just done brought it out of him.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, I did. Y'all created a beast.
Well, you know, it's a good beast. He's doing good, so I'll accept that. I can picture him as a little boy, not talking. Now, Mrs. Glover, let me just introduce you. You are David's mother, which means you've known him for what, most of his life.
Most of his life.
He's an awesome man, and I know you're proud of him, and we just want to say to you, Mama, thank you so much for a job well done, for raising not only one but three beautiful, talented, educated men that are willing to contribute to our communities and helping families and relationships in every aspect. So I want to just say to you, Mama Glover, thank you so much.
And thank you, too. And out of the three boys, there's one daughter, too, but she's kind of quiet, too.
Well, I love her, too, just for being quiet. I love her just for being quiet. Shout out to the sister that we never knew about, David Glover.
No, she came on the show before, and a lot of times when I had a sip and dip, she's the one who put it together. She has a lot to say.
Well, give her a shout out. What's her name? Give her a shout out.
Tasha. She know how I feel about it. That's my age, Tasha.
Okay.
She is real raw and uncut. She's kind of quiet, but if you get her going, phew, boy,
okay.
She's going to give you
okay,
a major tongue lashing.
Okay, right. Okay, so those quiet ones. Mama told us about those quiet ones. Watch out, baby. Just because they quiet don't mean they don't have you sized up. I do want to bring in your brother, Dietrich, and we're getting ready to get on out of here. Mama Glover, thank you so much. I know it's late. But I wanted to get you in, ma'am, so that you could speak to your son. And I just want to say thank you again.
Thank you,
moms. Appreciate you.
All right.
You know how we kick it in our school, you on the way to Niagara Falls when we make that ride. You know it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now we also have Dietrich here on the line. Come on in, Dietrich.
How's everybody doing?
Going on, man. What's going on, Dietrich? You know I don't call nobody King. What's good?
You can at least call me King your last self, brother.
Nah. Did we say level it up, get bigger? I ain't doing that, man.
It's good. I just called to tell you on congratulations. I mean, you know I ain't going nowhere, so I'm right down the street. So we still will be grinding. A lot of people don't know after the show. Me and David, we would get on the phone and kick it about the show for about 2 hours, 3 hours every show. And so it's going to be different on these Wednesday, now that he's not doing that show, but something different. But I'm just so surprised because I was like, when he told me he was going to do it, I was like, you don't even talk. Like, what are you going to be doing? And I'm just so shocked at how he involved and how he handled his business. So I'm just proud of him. Because I sure was wondering. I was like, what is this guy going to do? I know he's not going to just sit there. But he just shocked me, and I was like, all right. So I just want to say I'm proud of you, brother.
Thank you. And one of the things with that is, and I always made reference to that, it's the competitive fire. And this is what I need. And I always encourage people, find something that you're passionate about and roll with it. It's too many times, life is short, and we sit around and talk about what we wanted to do, or are we unhappy in the jobs that we're in. And granted, I get frustrated on what I do on a day-to-day basis, working with the children, but I needed this to balance that off because this, you know, has sparked a fire in me, and I love making posts, and I love sending back reading stuff. A lot of times I might not comment here and there. I'll comment here and there, but I'm actually picking up things to, and my brain is spinning, and like, okay, I'm about to come with this, or this is going to be a show. So what I want to say is, for people who think it's easy work that they could just get in, like, oh, I want to be an author, I want to do talk show and all this stuff, you got to do a little research. And I do research, and I put my spin on it. You just, if you think you could just get on somewhere for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and just talk, you're going to set yourself up for failure. You got to put in work for this. It's not easy, and a lot of people think, like, oh, they don't do nothing. And even when you look at, again, reference to sports, when you look at sports commentators, they have their tablets and things, their notes, and they're looking at it. They did research and all this stuff. It requires work. Nothing comes easy in this world, and you got to put in that work. And that's just, it just sparked my fire. And one of the, you know, I always got to tell a middle school story. And one of the things today, one of the young ladies said, she said, man, well, you know, she'd been hassling me. She's like, Mr. Glover, I want some fries. And I was like, they sold out. Could you give me $2 to get some fries for lunch? I'm like, So I said, you know what? When I go to Martha's, I'm going to order her some fries. I'm going to have her come down. We go spend some time. We go talk, whatever, because she's one of them ones in my face, no matter what. And keep, Hi, Mr. Glover. So I got her a little chicken box and some fries, and she's like, you know what? Mr. Glover always act like he mean and all that. He really a nice guy. He's so nice. And, you know, stuff like that, I put up that facade. But if they knew me, they're like, man, he's just a big teddy bear. We just got to find a way to get through him, man. Some people know how to do it. Some people don't. If you don't, keep working at it. That's all I can say.
You better stop. Yeah, that's why Herb got in trouble tonight.
What?
Don't stop. See, Deidre, you got to take.
I'm just playing. I know you got to get that ticket, so I'm just messing with
you. Well, listen, we got another caller, you guys. Dietrich and David, and oh, and then we should be Mama Grace Glover still hanging on. Bless her heart. We all going to bring them. We're going to go ahead and bring in Carlos is on the line. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
This is a regular family conference call, ain't it?
Right. We all can see each other tomorrow or tonight. But I didn't really get a chance to participate a lot in the show because, you know, I have a little one, and she occupies a lot of my time even at night, so I didn't really get a chance to get on the show. But I do want to congratulate you for all your progress. I remember when you first were writing your scenarios, and you know, I was wondering, where is this guy getting this crazy stuff from? And I actually came over to my brother's house, and I was like, dude, where are you getting this stuff from, man? And then I told him, I said, why don't you just write a book? And people don't know it, but my brother actually is one of the people that sort of facilitated imagination, if you will, in me and Deidre's. Like, he used to tell us little stories when we were children with these two little dirty kids that he kept referencing. he would just pretty much, you know, we would sit up there for hours and listen to him tell us stories. And he would go through the whole scenario, literally going through the scenario. And we'd be like, okay, so what happened next? And then he'll keep talking to us when we were children. He'll be like telling us these crazy stories and mentioning names and, you know, naming people and, you know. But after that, me and Diedrich started doing it amongst each other. So we started talking, making up stories and creating these stories. And it sort of like prompted me to start writing my own books. And I was writing books as a child. And so when David was actually writing those scenarios, I was like, write a book. He was like, well, I'm not an author. That's your thing. So I was like, but you are an author. You always had, like, you know, you always was somebody who was imaginary and who came up with, you know, crazy scenarios. So I just want to thank you for taking it a step further, or congratulate you for taking it a step further. And now you're doing your radio show, and I'm sure you're going to go on to bigger and better things. Oprah Winfrey actually started out in this same town, Baltimore, Maryland, on the radio. And you see where she's at right now. So I think, you know, this city has its downs, but it also has its ups. And you may be going in that same path. Just buy me one of those houses. I know she got like 11 or 12. Just make sure you know, look out for your brother.
Yeah, that would be nice.
And that's the game plan. And I do want to thank Carlos for making me see that. And it was February 9th. He came by and he asked, like, what the hell you get these stories from? I said, you can't make it up. We went through, we talked about it. I said, I don't want to be just David Glover. People are like, who the hell is David Glover? And I said, I have to have a catchy name. So then we talked about the Controversial Counselor, and it evolved. February 9th, was that 2013? And then we just wrote it out. And it's amazing when you can stay the course with something and not give up. A lot of times people just give up and then I'm not going, this not working. Because certainly I've had times I said, you know, these people don't participate, they don't appreciate. But then something else, the voice of reason in my head said, man, David, the hell with that. Keep pushing, man. Keep pushing, whatever. Because you're getting through. You're getting through. And that's where I'm at, man. And I can't stop now. I put too much time and energy in it to it, and I've been summoned to go to bed by 12 a long time ago, but
right,
I just can't
how
do
it.
It ain't going.
Hey, David, what happened to Jesse?
Jesse, he probably, you know,
yeah,
I don't, you know, Jesse been going through things, and he seemed like he was struggling. And, man, that meant the world for him to find out and to just call in. So, man, that's love right there.
Yeah, I really didn't understand.
Yeah, I understand nothing the man said, so.
You know what? Okay. We got another caller. Somebody else who wants to express their appreciation to you, David. Area code 716. Last four digits of your phone number, 3292. You're live on the air. Come on in.
Yeah, David Lorenzo.
What's going on? How you doing?
Hey, I'm all right. Well, I had to call, man, and tell you congratulations. And it's wonderful to see you stepping up the ladder of success. And you definitely had a gift to draw the conversation out of people and get them engaged. You put in the work to make it interesting. You definitely do that. There's so many levels to you, and I can't wait to see where this next level is going and what it's all about.
I want to thank you. I already know your voice. Alicia, appreciate you,
you know,
calling in. And you know me, I'm going to put in the work, and I'm sitting here thinking like, damn, this is going to be a whole nother platform. But I know me. I got to keep pushing, and everything's going to be good. But people, Cocktail Conversation is not a funeral. It's not dead. It's very well alive.
Yeah.
And it's going to stay alive. And like I said, Lady Jazz and Phil, they meant so much to me. In my growth, that it's impossible to think that I'm just going like they're going to be dormant and that's going to be end of it. Oh hell no! You just can't escape. You don't let good people in your life disappear like that. And I think
right.
That's the problem with many people.
Yeah.
They have people that put a footprint in their heart and they just say, I'm going to hell with them or whatever. Whatever the case is. Nah, I don't operate like that. People who put an imprint in my heart, they there forever. So we gonna connect and we gonna still do things because this is what people don't want us to do to give up, and we have to still keep pushing forward.
That's right. That's exactly right. David, I just remember when you came to California and we were going to the award ceremony to, you know, to get our awards, you know, and you were just the coolest cat I've seen in a long time. You were just so smooth and so cool. And you know me, I'm turned up all the time. I'm always so turned up. And when you kind of slid in, you know, I had a copy of Cocktail Conversations sitting on the coffee table because, you know, that's what I read every day. Anyway, you were just so cool and mellow, and it just seemed like we didn't really get a chance to spend a lot of personal time or one-on-one time, you and I, because everybody was there. But
yeah.
I just kind of picked up that you were just a cool dude, just one of the coolest cats. No, we're running low on time, short on time, rather, low, short, however you want to do it. But I did want to give everybody an opportunity, everyone that called in, an opportunity to express themselves to you. There were some people that wanted to call in, and I didn't see them call in, but some of your other producers, you know, Tara Lynn and some of the other ones that have worked with the other ones, May. Wishing you best wishes on your endeavors, whatever it is you have to do in the future, on your future, wishing you the very best. We will be in contact with you. We're going to stay connected, and like you said, it ain't a funeral, it's a promotion. Come on.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's
not
the next
over.
Level, David.
Not over.
It's your next level, and we've talked about the next level, the next level. This is your next level, so we congratulate you, and I celebrate you. It makes me feel really, really good that you started right here at KLJN, now QLJN, and now you're moving on. So it makes me feel good. I feel like a proud, you know, peacock. You know, if you need anything from us, we're here for you. I want to say thank you again. Before we get out of here, where did Melvin Jenkins come from, and is he going with you?
Melvin Jenkins is always going to be around. Melvin Jenkins, I think he kind of working now. He's trying to get his thing together, but Melvin is someone who he kind of says what he wants to say. He's the alter ego of what most men probably want to say, but they're afraid to say, because we really know that women rule the world, and Melvin said, the hell with that. I can't get down like that. So he'll be around. The T-shirts, hey, it's that time. It's getting warm outside. It's time to put the Melvin tees on. So
that's
I'll be pumping that up. But,
right.
You know, I'm one who anything that's a part of my brand will stay a part of my brand. And I know this is going to hit me later on or this weekend to think like, damn, oh, I got to get my show ready for Cocktail Conversations.
Yeah.
This is
right.
I mean, I'm anal and repetitive, and this is going to be so weird. And right now I'm thinking like, damn. Because, believe it or not, like Dietrich said, me and him would talk, and then I would start programming maybe the next show. Well, I don't have that to do. So, right now, until I start working on the next show. But, Lady Jazz, I definitely appreciate everything you have done for me. And I can't say enough for you. Continue doing what you're doing. Stay blessed. Keep your personality. And just build your brand. And I know that big things are working for you and Philly Phil, power couple. And like I said, I mean it in all sincerity that hey, I want to get out there, throw back some Stellas, chill, laugh, crack jokes. And this time I'll be a little more loose. Just the first time I was observing, but I'm going to come out there and they be like, damn. You be like, what's that little thing y'all should put on my show? Damn.
That's right. Yeah, well, you're more than welcome, man. And it's been awesome. It's been memories. You are part of QLJN. The memories. Whenever we speak of QLJN and how we got started, you will always be in that conversation. So we love you. And I'm gonna cry when I get to the car. So I better stop right here. I love you so much. Big hug. Let me give a special thank you to those that called in and participated. Jesse, of course, Michelle, Boogie, Herbert, thank you so much for just hanging out with us all these years. All you callers, Herbert,
Ronald Brumby, Carlos Dead Diedrich, Miss Grace Glover. Thank you so much, ma'am, for hanging out so late tonight. Alicia and the producer, DJ Flip. I just want to say thank you to all of you. And David, most of all, thank you to you. I love you. God bless
you. Love you too.
And we wish you the best. Good night.
Good night, and I'll be around. Good night.
Listening to the hot new Q. QLJNRadio.com. Still the hottest, coolest radio station on the net. With award-winning talk show personalities and DJs. The Q.